Bonjour, I'm Daryl Northbird, and welcome to the Ojibwe Way of Life Show. We're going to be taking you through 52 weeks of different subjects regarding the Ojibwe people. We're going to be talking about their lives, food, social habits, language, amongst other things. The Ojibwes are 100,000 strong here in the United States, roughly 75,000 more in Canada. We are the third largest tribe in the United States, Cherokees and Navajos being the first. So welcome, put your ears on, and we're going to be going through some good things here. So stay tuned, and thank you for joining us. I'm Daryl Northbird, and this is the Ojibwe Way of Life. Miigwech. Welcome to the Ojibwe Way of Life, and during these next 52 weeks here, we're going to take you through some of the things that I think are important to all of us, safety being one, the Earth Mother being another thing, the conjunction of the sun and the moon to us, stars, the woods, trees, different trees, different plants, our bodies, our imaginations, and everything in between. You know, we come to know ourselves, but the way we learn about ourselves and things around us is through pain, because pain, nobody gets to escape it. And we are left with that thing where we go inside of ourselves. I mean, at that point in time, we're all thinking to ourselves, you know, oh, nobody's ever had this kind of pain before. Nobody understands me. But yes, people have. And in order to understand yourself, you have to look at your own pain and where you're at, you know, in your mind, and all of those things are coming into play. And then how you relate to everything in conjunction to yourself. You know, the smoke clears. That's another thing, you know, when you come out, when you're learning something about pain, it draws you into yourself. Sometimes it's not so bad, you know, maybe it just draws yourself into yourself a little bit, internalize yourself a little bit, you know, how you're going to react. Sometimes you react just instantly. Some people do that. Depends on how you deal with it, but then later on you got to internalize everything and all of that, and you'll have reflections of what, you know, how you handle it and what transpired and those types of things. And you know, we're going to look at a lot of those things for ourselves, and hopefully we get to learn about each other. I'll talk about myself. Some of the things that I like to do, you know, one of the things I don't really like doing, and I know this is the Ojibwe way of life, is I don't like talking about my own personal prayers. I can say I pray, and I don't like putting out there what I prayed for, you know, because I do believe that's a very, 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 very personal thing. Same way with my dreams. I don't like putting those out there. But for the show, you know, I think there's some, we have to touch on at least some precipice, you know, of how far we're willing to go with that, something about us, you know, whether it's a dream, whether it's what I ate or how I slept, you know, and what's going on with my body, you know, diabetes, you know, is running rampant, those types of things. And I think we have to, I guess what they call, feel comfortable with it. And during this next series, these next weeks, I'd like to challenge you to join me, and we'll talk about a lot of those things in our shows, and what's going on and what's happening, especially about our surroundings. You know, I like to always talk about the water, the plant life, and shelter, because I believe that's the key to loss proofing our own children, to really truly keep them safe. And if you really want to know more about loss proofing, you know, anybody, you know, don't be afraid to radio stations and here, and ask them, you know, what we're talking about. And we'll be more than happy to accommodate that for you. And otherwise, you know, just kick back, join us every week, listen to, you know, some of the things that we got going on. And we'll talk about vitamins and, you know, everything, you know, from the food to the stores, you know, to superfood, to, you know, to super, super foods, you know, and things like that. You know, we could talk about everything in our surroundings and whatnot, you know, the bees, you know, that how they, you know, in conjunction to you, the plate on your food. Bees are responsible for every fourth or third plate of food that you have on your table. And without them, you know, how many things that can you eat without them? You know, it's incredible how everything is in conjunction outside of ourselves. And all of it can get along without us. If we were to perish tomorrow, all the human beings off the face of the earth, everything would still go on. We consider ourselves intelligent, have a better intellect than everything else, but I think we do a pretty crappy job about what's out there and how we're taking care of it. We got, you know, we're supposed to be heading to the stars, and here we are, got nuclear weapons pointing at each other. Holy cow. You know, I mean, how intelligent is that? So, but we'll talk about some of those things, and we'll touch on those things. And so please, yes, join us weekly, you know. And if not, you know, try to come back to the site here and get the last week's stream to you. And we'll go on from week to week to week to week. Yeah, 52 of them. Wow. Who would have thought? But yeah, even that, I do believe this is our fourth year. And even with that being said, you know, there is so much more. There is so, so, so much more. I mean, we've covered powwows, and we've covered drums and powwow etiquette and everything else, you know. And so I do believe we got a really great show here. And I'll be looking forward to coming back each and every week and talking about things. I'd like to thank you for tuning in today, and yeah, let's get started. Aha, miigwech. I'll talk to you next week. Miigwech for tuning on in. This is John Lartbear. This was the Ojibwe Way of Life. I hope you enjoyed our subject today, and we'll be back in next week. So stay tuned. Come on back. We'll see you again next week. Thank you. Miigwech.